At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
Welcome to the award-winning Texas Outdoor News. 60 minutes of news, interviews, hints, and insight into the great outdoors. Now your hosts, Harold Gunn and Bill Olson.
And good morning to you. This is Harold Gunn, and Texas Outdoor News is brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers. And today, we're going to be bringing you outdoor news from throughout the state as well as the nation, along with the best bets for fishing, hunting, and a whole lot more.
Good morning, Texas. This is Bill Olson. Hope everybody's having a great weekend as we continue to push through the month of May. We're about to wrap another month up. Next week is Memorial Day weekend. And if Memorial Day weekend is upon us, so is the beginning of the CCA Texas Star Tournament.
Indeed.
I mean, this is huge. It's been going on like forever. I'm not sure now how many 30-some-odd years it's...
I bet our guest knows.
I bet he does, too. And he also knows about a bunch of changes.
Oh,
into the format and modifications. We had changes due to supposedly no red snapper, and then supposedly COVID, and then now changes that really reaches out and touches your favorite segment.
Squirrels?
The little nipper.
Oh, the kids. Oh, I'm sorry. Gee.
Folks, I try to set him up. Set him up and lead him in. No.
Yeah, nippers, that's going to change. Well, also, didn't they have some restrictions because of the freeze?
There are restrictions, yes. Yeah. But there are that is state regulated. Yeah. It has nothing to do with CCA. Right. And CCA, of course, just complies with whatever the state tells them to do.
Right.
All right, but we've got that. We've got a bunch of news and information, so y'all do stick around. And remember, you're listening to your reliable information source for the great outdoors, Texas Outdoor News.
Oh, yeah.
Someone is stealing Texas wildlife, and the Texas Parks and Wildlife Department needs your help to stop it. Every time a poacher strikes, it is theft, pure and simple. Poaching also impairs your ability to enjoy your wildlife resources. Whether you hunt, fish, or just enjoy the wonders of Texas wildlife, now to many, there is nothing lower than a poacher, and we have a way to deal with it. It's called Operation Game Thief. Operation Game Thief was established in 1981 as a means for you to help Texas game wardens stop illegal hunting and fishing. A toll-free number is your link to Operation Game Thief. 1-800-792-GAME. That's 1-800-792-GAME. If a report results in apprehension and conviction, Operation Game Thief will pay rewards up to $1,000. Something else for you to know, Operation Game Thief is funded entirely by private donations. That means we need your tax-deductible financial support. To find out how to become a sponsoring member of Operation Game Thief or to report a hunting or fishing violation, call 1-800-792-GAME.
I was in the hospital with my son for 18 months.
When he got injured, I knew I had to be strong.
I just remember rushing into his room and giving him a big hug and letting him know I was there.
These veterans and families are just a few of the heroes we serve at Homes for Our Troops. We build specially adapted custom homes with features like wheelchair access and automatic door openers that allow them to focus on their recovery and family.
This house is freedom.
It's hope. It's a new beginning.
Visit HFOTUSA.org.
Love. At Shriners Hospitals for Children, love provides care to those in need. It fuels the desire to discover medical breakthroughs. Love motivates our compassionate staff, our renowned medical physicians, and volunteers who are all dedicated to caring for children. At Shriners Hospitals for Children, love comes to the rescue every day as we work to restore the joys of childhood. To offer your love and support to children in need, call 1-800-241-GIFT.
You're listening to Texas Outdoor News. Bill Olson along with Harold Gunn. We do appreciate you making us a part of your weekend plans. And folks, if you could see what's going on and hear what's going on in this studio when the mics are not on, just brace yourself, because we got Bill Kenny as a guest today. Harold's in a mood. I'm in a mood. Bob is hitting buttons just on target. It's going to be a crazy show.
Well,
I just,
it should be.
You know, I'm
looking forward to it.
What do you got? I mean, go ahead and you always come up with something. What do you got?
World peace.
No, you've worn that one out. What else you got? You bound to have something.
I have some results.
Some results?
Yes.
Like what?
It's cars, though, but still, it's important. The Texas Auto Writers Association back last month had the 2022 Texas Auto Roundup up at Texas Motor Speedway. Phenomenal facility, great event, great participation with the industry. And we have these awards that we give, and they use them in promotions and stuff.
The
industry, the automotive industry, the manufacturers.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we, the members of the association, vote. They, the owners of the vehicles, get.
So it's not Texas
stuff.
Auto Writers Association
yeah.
doing. Oh, it is.
Yeah, we have two events every year. We have the Auto Roundup in the spring, and we have the Truck Rodeo in October.
And Texas Auto Writers is the only entity that votes on this?
Yes.
Really?
We, the members.
Wow.
Yeah.
Cool.
Ta-da.
Okay.
So a lot of test driving and stuff. That was great. So, got a lot of categories and so on, but then there's some overall awards that they really want. So I'll just go from the bottom and work up. Feature awards. Best new interior is the Chrysler Pacifica Pinnacle. Best new feature, the Hyundai vehicle to load function. Other awards. Best personal appeal, the Hyundai Ioniq 5. You'd love it, Bill. Pure electric. Best performance, Dodge Challenger. That's gas. Best value, Hyundai Elantra. Gas. We're helping the industry out. Best exterior, Lexus LC500. Best interior, Chrysler Pacifica Hybrid. Green vehicle, Chrysler Pacifica Hybrid. Minivan, Chrysler Pacifica Hybrid. They were happy. Luxury CUV, Lexus NX450H. CUV of Texas, the Mazda CX-50. Performance sedan, the Hyundai Elantra. Performance coupe, Toyota GR Supra. Oh, boy, was that fun. Luxury car, the Lexus LC500. And that's in the $65,000 to $100,000 range. Luxury car, $40,000 to $65,000. Genesis G70, tremendous value. Bill's favorite category, electric vehicle of Texas, the Hyundai Ioniq 5. CUV of Texas, the Hyundai Ioniq 5. Performance vehicle of Texas, the Lexus LC500. Family vehicle of Texas, Chrysler Pacifica Hybrid. And we really couldn't do it without the industry's participation, and we had, I think, 32 vehicles to test drive, so it was nice.
I'm curious. You're so into this electric. What kind of viscosity does electricity have to lubricate moving parts?
It doesn't.
How are we going to, have bearings that
petroleum,
seize up?
We have petroleum, probably. Petroleum products, the grease
things. But
that's
fossil fuel.
Yes, isn't it? Get off of me. I ain't building them.
Well, let's talk about
but
man.
I'm driving
let's
them.
Talk about man sticking his finger where it should or should not
well,
be.
Well, I'm just saying, though, they are a savings to the driver, though, and especially now, you know. That's the thing.
Let's talk about other consequences.
The talking green is one thing.
No, let's talk about other consequences.
The talking saving money is another thing. Consequences of my actions.
Yeah, and again, I've not quantified this. This was on Fox News.
Oh.
Okay, but the air you breathe today is much cleaner than it was four decades ago, but that healthier air is driving an increase in Atlantic storms, according to research.
Okay.
In a study published this week by the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, the journal Science Advances, scientists say they found that a reduction in the particulate air pollution over the past 40 years led to an increase in tropical cyclone activity in the Atlantic Ocean, with an estimated 50% drop in particulate air pollution between 1980 and 2020, largely due to the efforts by the United States and Europe, read that as France, the reduction in pollution results in less sunlight being reflected, allowing the ocean to absorb its warmth. On the other side of the equation,
okay,
the study also found that the opposite is happening in the Northwest Pacific, where there's been a 40% increase in pollution over the past four decades from the developing economies of China and India.
Hmm.
What does this mean?
What does it
mean? We're looking at it further. But, you know, basically, and I was trying to relate it to something intellectual, like Newton's third law, you know.
Okay.
But it really doesn't affect that. But where there's an action, there's a responding
reaction.
Action.
Right.
Okay. You got to look at it a little bit here, you know.
Yeah, you have to, sure.
Mother Earth has been around a lot longer than any of us, you know, and a lot smarter, and has dealt with many, many things, different ice age, volcanic, things of this nature, and there's been changes. And this bubble that we live in has been able to adjust.
Yeah, I'm just hoping for some mild tropical storms so we can get some rain.
I just don't hope for any storms, you know.
Well, mild.
Really? You don't remember Francis? You know,
I remember Alicia. I remember,
the one that came in as a tropical storm and then backed up and flooded the Houston Medical Center?
Yep.
Last week, shrimp season closed so that these little crustaceans can get bigger, more valuable, and should reopen about July 15th, which really excites those of us that like to run offshore and do fun things and catch fish around shrimp boats that we target. You got anything else?
No.
We got Kenny on today, so, you know, we need to...
I know that. I mean, you know, Bill just is going on and on and on and on and on. Interesting, though, your friend the Donald is coming to town Memorial weekend.
Yeah, yeah.
Going to be appearing down at the NRA.
Saving Grace.
On Friday, yeah.
Saving Grace, you know.
Yeah.
Talking about a friend.
Yeah.
I want to talk about Bob Zeglin for a minute.
Well, please do.
You know, whitetail editor extraordinaire.
Of a certain magazine.
Of a certain magazine, Texas Outdoors Journal.
Okay.
He had a birthday on Friday of this week.
Oh?
Oh, yeah, a big one.
Okay.
A big one.
Which one?
A big one.
Oh, okay. No, he's not telling?
No, I know, but, you know, out of respect for the elderly, you know, I'm keeping that to myself.
Oh, okay.
Mm. But his friends are starting to chime in early this week.
Ah.
And then, you know, going on, and now we're doing is it a postmortem? You know, I mean.
No, that's not what it is.
No, it's not what it is.
That'd be a postscript.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Right. Yeah, anyway. Right. Bob Zeglin, happy birthday, my friend. Hope you have many more, ahead. So now, we're going to take a break.
Okay.
And when we come back, we've got our best bets, outdoor report. We're going to find out what Harold's been driving.
The 33rd Annual CCA Texas Star Tournament, Memorial Weekend to Labor Day. Fish all summer to win a Ford F-150 truck and boat package or any of almost 100 prizes in 7 divisions. That's over $1 million in prizes and scholarships. Sponsored by Texas Ford Dealers, Tilson Homes, Academy Sports and Outdoors, Shoalwater Boats, Mustang Cat, and Dargle Boats. Winners spotted. Sign up at startournament.org, local bait camps and marinas. Sign up now.
America's best-selling truck for 45 years running is Ford. These people work very hard every day to build the best trucks. Trucks you need. Trucks with the best-in-class payload and towing. But you're not going to see them celebrate these 45 years with a lot of fireworks and party hats, because it's not about them. It's about you. It's about building the trucks you can depend on to get the job done. That's how they built them yesterday. That's how they build them today. And most importantly, that is how they will build them tomorrow. America's best-selling truck for 45 years. Ford's F-Series. Built Ford tough. The best in Texas.
We're back with Texas Outdoor News, and this portion of the program is brought to you by Third Coast Thermal. Launched in 2015, Third Coast Thermal is owned and operated by a Christian family that's proud of the USA and is committed to providing professional guidance to their clients to help assure their day and nighttime hunting forays are the adventures that make lasting memories. Third Coast Thermal offers a variety of traditional high-quality scopes, binoculars, and other optics. They also offer superior night vision and thermal imagery equipment, plus other hunting tools worthy of your consideration. When it comes time to invest in these hunting tools, the professionals at Third Coast Thermal will provide their analysis of products that will help assure a well-informed hunting investment is made. You had an experience with their hands-on
Absolutely.
Service.
Got a tremendous amount of help. They help me sight the thing in because it's, like I say, you know, you and I, we get things sometimes. Go here. You go, okay. test it. Okay. You know, 800-page manual. But it really helped out and quite a revelation using it, too. It really was a wonderful surprise.
I'm going to need to get with you because I have some things coming up using a Henry rifle in 45-70.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, put a Picatinny rail on it like I did the Henry rifle with a 44 mag.
Right.
But you used Steiner, I believe, didn't you?
Yes, I used the Steiner, yeah.
And
fabulous.
You really liked it.
Yep, and it attaches to a rail very easily. That's what's cool.
And that's just one of many name brands that are out there and more coming into marketplace. Quite honestly, it's crazy trying to keep up with everything that's being released.
Right.
But the folks at Third Coast Thermal can answer your questions, give you direction, fit something into your budget. So go to their website, thirdcoastthermal.com, or give them a call at 832-827-4574. That's 832-827-4574.
Okay, checking the Texas Outdoors Journal. Fishing and hunting times this weekend. Both Saturday and Sunday are our two best days of the week. Monday and Tuesday are two good ones. Wednesday slips to fair. Thursday and Friday plunge to poor. But next weekend, both Saturday and Sunday are two more good days. This weekend, look for game to be most active from well before sunrise. Remain active until mid to late morning. On Monday and Tuesday, this major feeding period of the day will begin either side of sunrise, continue until either side of the noon hour. By Wednesday and Thursday, times will have continued to adjust with game actively feeding from early morning until early afternoon. Friday and next Saturday and Sunday will see this most active period occurring from mid-morning until mid-afternoon. This Sunday, May the 22nd, the moon will enter its last quarter phase. On the coast, this weekend, both Saturday and Sunday have a single tide schedule of one high and one low each day. Monday is a three-tide day with two low tides and just one high. Tuesday through next Saturday, a string of days with a double tide schedule of two high and two low tides each day. Next Sunday has a single tide schedule.
On the coast, this hot weather that Texas is experiencing is really moving the water temperature up for the southwest Louisiana and upper coast area. We're into the lower to mid 80s already. We've had a full moon earlier this week. Spawning's taking place for speckled trout. Don't forget there is a restriction due to winter storm Uri in February of 2021 that adversely impacted our population. We are doing our part as anglers to release fish so that there's more of the spawning biomass. But fishing has been good. And the redfish, they're there. They're a great option. You know, so is sheep's head, black drum. Starting next month, according to Captain Tommy Coons down out of Matagorda, the triple tail will be active in West Matagorda Bay. On the upper coast, if you're running outside, going to some of the short rigs, take a look for triple tail along the beachfront.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to be those fish on the side that look like they're, you know, just kind of struggling. Is that fish alive? But it's triple tail.
It is. Okay.
And they are hard fighting and good eating.
Cool.
Hard to clean. Coming up in our near future, June 1st, the federal waters open for red snapper fishing. So a lot going on. Get out early. Fish are going to be shallow late. Once the sun comes up, they're going to slip into deeper water and be there for the rest of the day until they move shallow again late in the afternoon. It's a pretty simple pattern.
Well, I just got distracted. My phone was vibrating. It's my new best friend, Spam Risk. I'm so tired of those things. Anyway, let's go to Lake Conroe. Catfish are ready to spawn in 5 to 25 feet of water, looking for nests in tires, rocks, brush, timber. They'll be concentrated together until around mid-July, hitting catfish, bubblegum, shrimp, shad, or minnows under a cork. Crappie are good in 13 to 22 feet of water in standing timber and brush piles, using crappie jigs in blue, white, black, silver, or shonuff. Black bass are good dead-sticking weightless Senkos close to bulkheads. Texas-rigged creature baits are producing early in the morning at 8 to 17 feet of water, moving deeper in the afternoon, hitting creature baits and rattle traps. Fork. The crappie bite on Lake Fork is heating up right now. Post-spawn fish are stacking up on timber, laydowns, and brush this week in big numbers. They are hungry, will bite almost anything you drop on them. Minnows are still the best producer, best depths 10 to 23 feet. Bass are good with an early morning topwater bite on points. Shad pattern spinnerbaits are working well in 1 to 4 feet of water on windy points and banks. Carolina rigs are very good on main lake points and secondary points. Lizards are good in 4 to 10 feet of water. Livingston, white bass are good off points and brush hitting slabs and spoons. Catfish are good in the bulkheads on cut shad. Sam Rayburn, bass are in the summer pattern, schooling up and chasing the shad. Throw small crankbaits or Carolina rigs on the edges of drains, points, and ledges. Crappie are good brush on the brush piles with jigs and minnows. Tyler, bass are good on chatterbaits, trickworms, crankbaits moving out from the shallows to deeper water. Crappie are good in 16 feet on brush piles, submerged structures using minnows and jigs. Fayette, bass are good on humps and rip-rap with deep diving crankbaits and plastics in 8 to 18 feet of water. Catfish are hitting punch bait in 6 to 12 feet of water on tight lines over chum. Fishing for catfish should remain in the same pattern throughout the summer. Palestine, bass are good using deep diving crankbaits and Carolina rigs in creek channels in 16 feet of water. The shallow bite is 2 to 4 feet using quarter-ounce big-eyed spinnerbaits and wacky worms. Crappie are good in 14 to 16 feet of water using chartreuse jigs. Tawakoni, largemouth bass are setting up on their post-spawn pattern. Tawakoni fish is super shallow, so stick to the banks and focus on rocks and isolated shallow underwater structures. The shad spawn is in full swing, and the bass are in ambush mode. Shallow crankbaits are putting fish in the boat. Texoma, the striped bass bite is excellent early morning with top water switching to swim baits as the fish move deeper as the day warms. Watch for egrets to point out the fish mid-lake working their way to the dam.
Heading to South Texas out Del Rio way, where Amistad Reservoir is now 56.5 feet low. Ooh. Black bass are around the edge of hydrilla. Some fish are on beds. However, most of the spawning is on deep ledges. Texas rig plastics and crawl patterns are working in 5 to 15 feet of water. Water is extremely low, so stay in the channels and ditches when running, plus exercise caution. Watch for exposed timber, and you might want to call to make sure that your favorite ramp is open.
Ah.
Choke Canyon, bass are good in shallow water, 5 to 8 feet. Around the grass using crankbaits and chatterbaits, and deeper on the lower end with crankbaits. Crappie are very good with limits over brush piles using live minnows. Falcon, bass are good in 8 to 15 feet of water with plastic worms dragging on the hard bottom. Catfish are in spawning transition with a good night bite in the middle of the creek. Brownwood, bass are good to 6.5 pounds on crankbaits and jigs around the rocks cut and docks with brush in 6 to 10 feet of water. Coleman, fishing patterns are similar with the best bite early and late as the days heat up. Bass are good with some topwater action early, then switching to diving crankbaits. Meredith, 53 feet low. Wow, Amistad is past Meredith. Bass are good in shallows on minnows and artificial bait. Crappie are very good on minnows and grubs. And walleye are excellent on minnows, grubs, and other artificial. But the hill country.
Yeah. Big Lake Buchanan. Crappie fishing is good in 15 to 20 feet of water over brush piles using chartreuse jigs. Bass are good on shallow rock and vegetation areas. Flipping shallow trees with worms and crawworms is good. The topwater bite is getting good as well. Crappie, white bass, hybrids, and stripers are going strong using small jigging spoons or flutter spoons. Canyon. Bass are very good at the mouth of the river around hydrilla and points using Carolina rigs, flukes, baby brush hogs. There's an early topwater bite near grass and rocks while the shad are spawning. Crappie are good in the hardwoods up the river and on the main lake. Corps of Engineers brush piles using live minnows is working. LBJ, bass are very good on brush piles and rocky points in 8 to 15 feet of water using 10-inch worms and crankbaits. Travis, crappie fishing is excellent on brush piles and the backside of shaded docks. Bass are good on topwaters early, switching to your favorite plastics in 12 to 22 feet of water off main lake points and boat docks. Waco, crappie fishing excellent, biting anywhere from 10 to 18 feet of water on brush piles and timber using 2.25 wicked shad lures.
All right, on the hunting scene, we've got three regulated hunting seasons. The spring squirrel season in 51 East Texas counties run through May 31. Through August 31, the South Zone javelina season and other open counties for squirrel are open. In the June issue of Texas Outdoors Journal that subscribers will get this coming week and will go on sale in the end of the month, This is the June issue. I did a story on looking for ammo, looking for guns. We both are, you know, people have sources that we develop, and we hold them very close.
Yes, we do. And we don't tell anybody.
Well, I'm going to tell one.
We share.
Yeah, but share. Because it's they've been there since 1960, and the new owner is just a great guy. I mean, just bonded right away. John Hurlitz, owner of Carol's Gun Shop in Wharton.
Okay.
Let me tell you, with the construction easing up coming out of Houston and from our office on the Beltway in I-10, it took me like 40 minutes to get there. Okay. No time.
All right.
Great selection of firearms. I mentioned a scope. He goes, have you looked through it yet? And I go, no, I, you know, got it. And he goes, here, take a look at it.
Oh,
you know,
okay.
Ammunition, couldn't find. He goes, let me look.
Oh, okay.
He says, we kind of rat hole some stuff from time to time.
Right.
Got it.
Oh, okay.
I mean, the guy is, it's a great looking store, great people, and they're just on the other side, on the south side of the Colorado River. They're on the south side of 59 going out of town. Carol's Gun Shop website, Carol's, two R's, two L's, gunshop.com.
Cool.
Okay.
You bet.
Let's see. Where are we now? Oh, it's unknown time.
Gas.
Oh, okay. All right. Good, good, good.
Thank you. Anyway, and I had fun with this. I'm telling you right now, folks, I'm a big fan of Kia. They just do great stuff. And
hang on a minute.
Yeah.
I mean, when they came on the scene, they were like, who?
Correct.
You know, and it hasn't
Kia and
been
Hyundai
that,
both, huh?
It wasn't that long ago
but
either.
When they came up with that warranty.
Yeah.
That 10-year, 100,000-mile warranty. People started looking.
Okay.
Sales started increasing. Product lines started increasing. They've done some wonderful stuff at a great value. I mean, they give you a lot of bang for your buck.
Right.
And this is the 22 Kia K5 GC. It's a four-door sedan. It is great looking, and it lives up to their motto, sporty performance, smart tech. I mean, this thing is really, really, really good looking. It's got a 2.5-liter turbo four-cylinder engine, but it's pumping out 290 horsepower. Made it an 8-speed transmission. This thing's dandy stuff, man. It's got 19-inch sport alloy wheels, GT brakes, sport-tuned suspension, quad-tip exhaust. It sounds great for a four-banger. It really is a surprise. Panoramic sunroof. Certainly all the safety equipment that you want. Things like forward collision avoidance, pedestrian avoidance, lane keeping assist. All the good stuff. They also have got a GT Sport design steering wheel with paddle shifters on this thing. Beautiful interior. Mine was a sapphire blue exterior. Just a gorgeous car. Bose premium audio with active sound design, surround view monitor, highway driving assist, memory driver's seat, outside mirrors, ventilated front seats, power front passenger seat with power lumbar, which is great on long trips. Beautiful leather steering wheel, leather shift knob. Their Navi Smart Cruise with complete stop and go. Really, really neat. It's available in all-wheel drive. Mine was a front-wheel drive, but just ran like a scalded cat. Independent testing, and this is what's kind of cool. The independent testing results up against a 330i BMW. This Kia K5 was faster, better handling, better on a course. And the beauty of it is the K5's base is 31 and, the BMW's base is 43. That's a big difference. 24 miles per gallon in the city, 32 on the highway, base 31 loaded to the gills. This had everything you could get on it was 36. So I think it's a great value. Again, fast, smooth, gorgeous, the 22 Kia K5 GT.
All right, folks, brace yourself as we're going to take a break. When we come back, Wild Bill Kinney, CCA Texas Star Tournament Director. He's about to blow into the studio.
This is Morgan Freeman, executive producer of the documentary film The C Word, and I'm here to tell you that defeating cancer takes breakthroughs. A breakthrough is the start of something extraordinary. To be breakthrough is to be brave. Many small breakthroughs can lead inevitably to a big breakthrough. The kinds of breakthroughs that advance the fight against cancer. The ones that save lives by the millions. You are the breakthrough. You, the patients, taking part in clinical trials. You, the scientists, doing next-level research to beat cancer. You, the doctors and nurses who tirelessly care for everyone along the way.
Let's be the breakthrough.
To learn about screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you, go to standuptocancer.org/breakthrough. Stand Up to Cancer is a program of the Entertainment Industry Foundation. Please talk to your healthcare provider about appropriate screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you.
Hunting seasons are upon us, and finding up-to-date information and tips are important to hunters. Texas Outdoors Journal is just that source of quality information. From proven saloon tables to experts that have etched their names in the record books, Texas Outdoors Journal is on target for hunters. The same is true about Texas Outdoors Journal fishing coverage. Whether you fish on the coast or one of our inland lakes, timely forecast information and tips from the pros sets Texas Outdoors Journal apart from the rest. These are a couple of reasons why, since 1992, Texas Outdoors Journal has perennially been named the top outdoor magazine in Texas. No other publication can make a similar claim of sustained excellence. Plus, we know there's 12 months in a year, not something less, so you get a copy every month. Prove it to yourself by picking up a copy of Texas Outdoors Journal at your local newsstand, or better yet, subscribe and save off the cover price. To subscribe securely online using a major credit card, visit TexasOutdoorsJournal.com or call 713-957-3997. We're back with Texas Outdoor News. Bill Olson along with Harold Gunn, and this portion of the program is brought to you by Fortified Cottonseed. A partnership forged between Texas families and been the agricultural and ranching industry for several decades. Fortified Cottonseed is formulated with vitamins and minerals. Fortified Cottonseed's Red Blend is a naturally high source of protein for deer, elk, exotics, cattle, and is safe for sheep and goats. It optimizes antler growth while its fat content meets energy demands for maintaining body condition and milk production with the advantage of limited intake. Fortified Cottonseed with vitamins and minerals Yellow Blend is specially formulated for white-tailed deer, but should not be fed to sheep or goats. The white-tailed blend is off the chart in fat, fiber, and protein. It is the most efficient and cost-effective way to feed white-tailed deer and wildlife. All right, folks, listen up. We're in a drought.
Yes, we okay? are.
And that means that what Mother Nature normally provides is going to be less.
Stress. We have stress.
We got stress, okay? Tractor Supply, plus many other great retailers, have Fortified Cottonseed now. You've got bucks that are putting on body weight, as well as antlers, antler growth. You got mama deer that are starting to put babies on the ground, producing milk to get those critters' legs up underneath them so they can run away from predators. Just a lot of things. Free choice. Plus cost savings.
Yeah, that's what's remarkable.
Yeah.
They just eat what they need.
At least 2-to-1 savings over a traditional protein regimen. That is amazing. Go to their website, fortifiedcottonseed.com. Watch their video. See the players. Understand the entire process, the vitamin package that is in the cottonseed. And then give them a call, 806-839-2122. That's 806-839-2122. And here's a scary thought. That drought in the western part of the state where dry land farming's taking place, read that as cotton. Cotton produces cotton seed.
Yes.
It may get to a point where, I mean, they're hustling.
Yeah.
We're looking for bullets. They're looking for cotton seed, you know, to meet the growing demand.
And as I always like to say, too, the raccoons and the pigs don't mess with it.
You got it.
Yeah.
All right, folks, we told you there's a storm brewing out in the Gulf, and it's been named Bill, Kenny, and all we have to do is say, hi, Bill Kenny, welcome back to Texas Outdoor News, and Harold and I are going to take a break. How you doing today?
What if I didn't answer?
Yeah, right. Dead air. Dead air. No.
Oh, big.
Oh, you know, it's my pleasure always to visit with you guys, and excited about Star this year. It's going to be another good one.
Hey, Bill, we're thinking about how long we've been doing this. How long has Star Tournament been going on?
Oh, good golly, Harold. I want to say, in fact, I'm accurate. 33 years.
Okay. Wow. Yeah, we said 30-something at the top of the show. We've gone through some changes, as we mentioned at the top of the program. Supposedly no red snapper, so that was pulled from the tournament. We got some red snapper back. We've dealt with COVID. We've dealt with freezes. But you all have made some changes adjusting to the environment, our environmental issues that we're dealing with. But you're still taking care of what Harold calls the little nippers.
Yes.
What's going on there with the kids?
Well, that is obviously a very exciting aspect of this year. I mean, to us, it's really, really instrumental that these kids get back on it. And, you know, we're really happy to report that both Sheepshead and Gafftop have recovered almost back to historic high numbers. So we've reinstated actual competition for both species in the open inshore division for the adults, of course, and both the star kid 10 and under and star teen divisions, the 11 to 17 crowd, and really excited about that because to have kids competing in a frenzied competition all summer. And why do I say frenzied? Because the volunteers on the CCA tournament committee also changed the payouts for the scholarships, and effective for 2022, the scholarships will be paid across all five places, meaning that first place will be $30,000, second place will be $20,000, third place will be $15,000, fourth place will be $7,500, fifth place even a $2,500 scholarship, and that's in both the star kids, the 10 and unders, and the star teens.
Oh, that's
so
incredible.
Fully $300,000 will be given away, and the big distinction is you know we've all talked about this on the show before, but you know after that 50 grander, it dropped off into great gift cards from Academy, but a very precipitous drop. Now we've got density throughout all five places. And you know the thing that just put the afterburners on it, when the tournament committee created those scholarships in 95, you know, the original 50 grander would actually pay for a round trip for a graduating high school senior at most public, you know, Texas colleges and universities. Well, those costs have skyrocketed since then, and many of these seniors are choosing no debt, thank you very much,
yeah,
and now opting for jobs actually in demand that pay a livable wage. So our response was, open it up. So we revised the star winner contracts to now allow not just colleges and universities, but also accredited trade and technical schools and vocational training programs.
Oh, that's great.
And so since these funds are going to be paid directly to the chosen school by CCA, so the winner gets the full impact, and mom and dad pay no taxes on the winning.
I love that.
You know, just win, and win some more.
I was talking to a woman a while back. She said she was disappointed. Her son was an attorney. She'd always hoped he would be a plumber.
Oh, my goodness.
They're always in demand.
That's
we
right.
Know that, don't we?
That's right.
That's right. Listen, we're up against the mid-portion of the program, so, Bill, if you would hold on, folks, you stick around as well, as we're just getting started with this conversation with Bill Kinney, CCA Texas Star Tournament Director. He'll be here when we come back.
You're listening to the state's most honored outdoor radio show, Texas Outdoor News.
At Capital Farm Credit, we handle every aspect of your financing needs.
My name's Pete Scamardo. I've been with Farm Credit for about 35 years. And when you do business with Farm Credit, you do business with people that understand agriculture.
Pete has used Capital Farm Credit to finance just about everything.
Cattle, feed, grain, and the land that we buy. It's been really great getting to know these people and being able to call them friends and not just business associates.
Capital Farm Credit. Together, we're better.
We continue our conversation with Bill Kinney, CCA Texas Star Tournament Director. Bill, we're still in a restriction on speckled trout in the aftermath of Winter Storm Uri back in February of 2021. Any change, any difference other than just following the new state regulations in the speckled trout division?
Well, yes. Not only do we affirm those changes, you know, I just take great pride in what Parks and Wildlife has done. You know, when we switched everything last year all over to tagged fish, only the mighty redfish was almost unaffected by the freeze. And it's curious to me, you know, of that estimated loss of 3.8 million fish, less than 10,000 redfish died coastwide. But to supplement the trout loss, these CCA-built hatcheries shifted the recipe. And you guys know about that. We shifted it over Parks and Wildlife to speckled trout, and we've released over 12 million baby trout since then. That's a new record, and kudos to Parks and Wildlife for ramping up the hatchery trout production. But yes, we are laying off the trout and the flounder, as most of your listeners know, and we're going to lay off them for a while so they can recover from that freeze. But it also allowed us to usher in a new big change. And for the first time ever, we are adding Black Drum to the tournament lineup for the Star Open Inshore Division. We've not done so in the past because it's a slot fish. And, of course, Parks and Wildlife rules are minimum 14 inches on drum, no longer than 30 inches. But Star doesn't want to pile a 30-inch drum weight in. There's no conservation benefit there. Instead, the Star minimum length required to weigh in will be 24 inches, and the maximum is 28 inches allowed. And then, of course, there's special but very simple handling is required when weighing in at the official Star weigh stations. You know, the fish has got to be measured on a custom Star slant board by check-it stick, and the angler will take three timestamp angle photos so that we get a chance to see exactly what the link is. And once the link is verified, then it just goes on to the scale, and the heaviest black drum will win. And of course, in the event of a tie, because there'll be a lot of them really close, as you guys know, in the event of a tie, the first person to enter Star wins it. And in the event of another tie, the first person to join CCA wins it. So really, the advisory is best enter now as a brand new 2022 Shoalwater Mercury McLean rig is the prize package. And of course, if they don't win the biggest drum, you can still win the biggest sheep's head or gaff top, because Shoalwaters are awarded there as well.
There you go. We're visiting with Bill Kenny, CCA Texas Star Tournament leader. Website startournament.org is the best one, isn't it, Bill?
Yes, sir. It is the one and easiest for everybody on their phone or tablet or laptop or desktop, whatever's fair. It's going to be a big year. We're running in front because everybody's so elated about doubling the number of tagged redfish that we traditionally release.
Right.
That's one thing that we found out last year. Man, there's more people that just love. We were thinking, you know, tagged redfish, gosh, you know, you think it'd be tougher for people to go after those. They love it. And so we're doubling the number of tags from 60 in a regular year to 120.
How many trucks are we giving away then?
Red tag and blue tag division. You know, last year, 37 of the darn things were caught. And, you know, it's the generous Ford dealers, again, are offering massive prizes for the first five red tags. Your listeners know what that means, truck boat combos for the first five, and then the next five, they got to supply their own truck to drive them home. But in the blue tag division, that's going to be the first three will take home a new Mouty 22-foot boat and Mercury prize package and coastline trailer, and then the following two to catch blue tags will end up receiving $2,000 gift cards from Academy. Then the next five will receive $750 gift cards from Academy. So it's gonna be a lot of fun this year.
Bill, surprisingly, I know there's some people out there still that aren't familiar with the CCA story, and we've got, you know, a way to sign up. It's very inexpensive, but still there's money involved. Where does it go?
Well, as you know, in the Star tournament, it is on a zero budget, Harold.
Okay.
We don't make a dime on Star. Everything that's raised by way of the Star entry is going to go to paying for the media, the prizes, the scholarships primarily, and then it has to zero out in the end. But it's the main reason is that Star is just a membership drive for CCA. You have to be a CCA current member in order to fish in Star. And the CCA membership at $35 is the one that is funneled into all the various projects that CCA has underway, because that is our primary mission. It's the conservation of marine life. And, of course, you know, in the last 3 years, what have we put in? 10 various reefs offshore. You know, there are so many projects going on within CCA to benefit the resource and ensure the future vitality of the Texas coastline for years to come, and those can all be seen just by going to joincca.org.
All right, before we run out of time, let's talk about the offshore, because there's both inshore and offshore. What are divisions offshore? We got a couple of minutes left, Bill.
Well, as usual, we are going to reward the biggest kingfish, Dorado, Ling, and as you mentioned earlier, Billy, Red Snapper has been added to the lineup. Any of those winners with heaviest fish in those species will win a Hoffpower Polaris Ranger Crew in Pursuit Camo and a Big Tex trailer. You know, all told, that is really a big, big division for a lot of those nearshore, offshore anglers. And, you know, we're just delighted to be able to offer the full spectrum of most of the fish species that Texas anglers go after. All told, we'll have well over $1 million in prizes and scholarships up for grabs this year.
All right. Looking ahead, just for signing up. Huh. Isn't there a boat motor trailer package that goes to the all those that participated in Star, whether they won anything or not?
I am so glad you mentioned that. That is, people get shocked by this. But, yes, if our anglers, either the kids or the adults or the teens, they're all entered into a member bonus drawing, which at the end of the year, if you didn't ever catch anything that was a major prize won in Star, you're in a drawing to win a brand new 21-foot Dargle Scout with a 150 Mercury and McLean trailer. If any of the kids that didn't catch anything, even if they never wet a line, we hope for the future of our fishery, because if we don't get these kids on the water, we're all going to be fishing dead water 20 years from now. But for those kids that did not win something, they automatically go into a drawing for a $25,000 scholarship. And last year, I guess with, what, 8,800 kids in Star, for $10 to get the kid entered, your odds are 1 out of 8,800 that you'll win a $25,000 scholarship. That's going to beat the 800 million odds that you pick up on a lottery ticket on Friday afternoon. So it's, we've done everything to make sure these kids are getting out there on the water. I think it's very impactful for our future, and I just hope that we'll see much more competition from these kids in the future. I think in the past, if you know, we might have a kid with a 6'10 gaff top that may lead for a month and a half, and then all of a sudden somebody would come in with a 6'11, and 1 ounce has pushed that kid out of a scholarship into a gift card. Now that moves him from a 30 grander to a 20 grander. If he gets pushed down again, he's still got a $15,000 scholarship.
Bill, yes, sir. We're about to run off, out of time. Hey, listen, we
There's
appreciate
too much
you.
Fun here.
Yeah, oh, it is. It is. Go to startournament.org. It starts next Saturday and runs through Monday, September 5. Bill Kenny, we appreciate you joining us today.
Thank you, Bill.
Gentlemen. Great to be with you, and thanks for the support.
Thank you, sir. We'll be back with more Texas Outdoor News right after this.
Hello, I'm Ernie Hudson. Sometimes I play a hero in the movies and on TV, but what I'm most proud of is being a hero for my four kids. I did that by beating cancer twice. And as a dad, there's nothing I wouldn't do to protect my kids from cancer. The human papillomavirus, or HPV, can cause 6 types of cancer. That's why every parent needs to know there's an HPV vaccine, and it can stop cancer before it starts. Girls and boys should get the vaccine at 11 or 12, and there's a catch-up option for teens and young adults. Over 40,000 new cases of HPV-related cancer will be diagnosed this year. Together, we can change those numbers. Be a hero. Call your child's doctor today and ask about the HPV vaccine. Getting tested for cancer saved my life. Getting your son or daughter vaccinated could save theirs. For more information, go to preventcancer.org.
Never fight if you can avoid it. But when you must fight, don't lose. And when nothing less than freedom is at stake, we fight. We're millions of people just like you We're the longest-standing civil rights organization in the U.S. Proud defenders of history's patriots. Protectors of the Second Amendment. Advocating the right to keep and bear arms. Advancing the shooting sports. Championing gun safety, education, and training. Creating a vital legacy by answering freedom's call. And we're growing stronger every day. We are the NRA, and the NRA is you. Join forces with the 5 million men and women of the NRA and make a stand for freedom today. Sign up now at joinnra.com.
It is time for the Outdoor Calendar on Texas Outdoor News. Harold, what do we got?
Well, as been talking about, the CCA Star Tournament statewide. Go to ccatexas.org. Sign up. It's an insurance policy, friends. June the 3rd, Houston area, Ducks Unlimited, Guns and Bugs Shoot in Sealy. For tickets and reservations, go to ducks.org. And then go to one of those great events in your brand new Ford truck.
Folks, there's a number of reasons why I'm so partial to Ford trucks. One is they're built Ford tough, and that means they're dependable. In fact, there are more Ford F-Series trucks on the road with over 250,000 miles than any other brand. Ford F-Series has been the number one selling truck in America for 45 years running and is the number one selling truck in Texas. You see, Ford F-Series trucks have the best-in-class towing and payload and are the strongest trucks on the road. So why don't you do yourself a favor and stop by one of the 275 best-in-Texas Ford dealers and find out for yourself what built Ford tough really means. And we've got Hybrid Light sponsor.
That's the official light provider of Texas Outdoor News Radio. Flashlights, headlamps, work lights, lanterns, and more. These products charge with a USB cord or any light source. Hold a charge for 7 years, miraculously. They can be used to charge your phone and other devices. So for our listeners and friends, they have a special offer for 20% off any of their products and free same-day shipping. Go to hybridlight.com and at checkout, add the discount code TEXAS20. Again, 20% off, free same-day shipping, hybridlight.com.
Want to thank our guest, Bill Kinney, CCA Texas Star Tournament Director. In the outdoor calendar, we gave you a different website that can certainly get you there.
Yeah.
Or you can go to startournament.org. Remember, it starts next Saturday and runs through September 5th.
Yeah, like I said, you don't want to be out there and catch something and have not registered for the event. This is coastal
insurance, folks.
Oh, believe me, because they've got so many prizes. You've got so many chances. And those scholarships, that's just
I love the new
amazing.
Format.
Oh, that's fabulous.
Yeah.
Those of us that have paid off school loans, every little bit helps, right? We know that. Anyway, remember, we are brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers. Check our website out, TexasOutdoorNews.com. We archive all our shows there. Just click on Listen to Our Show, or you can catch us on Stitcher Smart Radio, Facebook, and more. Like us on Facebook. It builds the audience. So remember, whether you're on the water or out there in the field, be safe out there. So you can join us next week, same time, same station, for more Texas Outdoor News.
At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.